first annual Huger Derby tip sheet put out by a man in Oklahoma named Rich Newsom. He gives the odds on all the Hugos. I mean, it says here, best novel, The Time Machine by H.G. Wells, 4-1. Best editor, Hugo Gernsback, 2-3. No, it's really interesting. What he's done is a straight tout sheet on the awards. I'm not going to tell you who his favorites are. But as we hand these things out, I'll check back and see how close he came. That'll be interesting. Okay. Best fan artist. Makes me feel all choky in here to start this process. In fact, I'm so tense I don't think I can go through with it. We won't award the Hugos tonight. Best fan artist, the nominees. Grant Canfield. Phil Folio. Tim Kirk. Bill Rotzler. Jim Scholl. L. Sprague DeCamp. No award, I'm sorry. And the winner is Phil Folio. Making his way slowly and painfully. You don't want to thank your mother, your father?
What? No.
Your art teacher?
No.
Speed of print, mimeograph?
Yeah.
No. Okay, man of few words, best fan artist, well. His hand was really shaking. I don't think he'll draw a straight line for an hour or two. Best fan writer. The nominees are Don DeMassa, Dick Geis, Michael Glickson, Donald C. Thompson, Susan Wood, and the ever-popular Noah Ward. And the winner is... Uh-oh. We got a tie. Got a tie. Imagine that. 17,000 voters. A statistical anomaly. Tie. Okay, one of the winners is Susan Wood. Who is off in far-off exotic Seattle tonight, I bet. Probably jumping up and down. And her award will be accepted by Dina Brown.
I know if Susan were here, she'd say thank you very much, so I'll just say thank you, and I hope she can hear us.
The co-holder of the title for 1970s, Dick Geis. Whose award will be accepted by Charlie Brown?
I know if Dick was here, he would thank you very much, so I will thank you very much.
You have to admire eloquence wherever you find it. Best amateur magazine. You know what amateur magazines are. They're turned out on hectographs in basements somewhere. You know what a hectograph is? Talk about E. Everett Evans and Time. How many of you know what a hectograph is? That's terrific. For the other 2,000 of you, a hectograph is a pan of jelly, quivering jelly. I'm not going to repeat that. That was a funny line, but I'm not going to repeat it because it's not nice. Lime jelly? I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, a hectograph was this gelatinous mass, this blasphemous necrophagous thing that would lie there, and you would plunk down your master copy, which you had laboriously typed in smeary purple type, and you would put it face down on the jelly, and then you would strip it back, and great gobbets of jelly would come off as you pulled it up. But if they didn't, if the thing stayed smooth, you then had transferred the purple smear from your paper to the hectograph bed, and you then put new paper down, what we called virgin paper, and you smooge it out and pull it back up, and after about 30 copies, the whole thing is illegible. And that's how amateur magazines, or fanzines as we used to call them, were published back in the dear old days of 1974. But it's all different today. Okay, best amateur magazine. The nominees, who have been sitting there waiting for me to get through with that dumb hectograph rap with bated breath, nominees are Locus, Mythologies, Outworlds, Science Fiction Review, and the Spanish Inquisition. From that motley crew emerges victorious Science Fiction Review. Now, editor Richard Geis, as we know full well, since we just handed one of his trophies away to Charlie, is not here tonight. Excepting for this one will be one of the grand old men of science fiction fandom, Robert Madel.
I've been reading Dick Geis's fanzines for many years, since way back in, I guess it was 1953, when he started with one called Psychotic. And I'm sure that Bob Silverberg remembers that one too. And I accept this award for Dick Geis with gratitude.
Getting very sinister in here. Let's see if I can fix that. No, that doesn't work. Ah! Okay. Well, I don't know what's going to happen behind me, but if that damn Wookiee comes out again, I'm going to trip him. Best dramatic presentation. No, no, it is not Star Wars. Star Wars is not eligible this year. Best dramatic presentation. The nominees are Carrie, Future World, Logan's Run, The Man Who Fell to Earth, and no award. The winner, ladies, gentlemen, and Wookiees, is no award. Accepting for no award. I see Gary Kurtz turning pale over there. He's thinking about next year. Imagine the producers of these four movies being told that no award got a standing ovation. You just wait, man. You just wait. The 1978 award for Best Dramatic Presentation. No, I won't do that. Best Professional Artist. George Barr. Vincent DeFate. Steve Fabian. Frank R. Paul. No. Rick Sternbach. And no award, of course. We will assume, if you can contain your enthusiasm, we will assume that no award is involved in all these categories. The winner is Rick Sternbach.
Somebody got some oxygen? Yeah, I'm gonna say something. Hold on. Winning Hugo's. Well. The first one I think is the most important. Whether or not I, you know, I ever get this award ever again, this one is going to be the most important to me. And I want to, you know, this is the only time I'm going to do this. I have a number of people I want to thank briefly. My dad for putting crayons and pencils in my hand at 2 years old. G. Harry Stein, who for about 10 years taught me things about space exploration and utilization of it. And Ben Bova, who discovered me in Harry Stein's basement. All the editors and publishers and readers who have supported me in the last 4 years. I want to thank you, and I would like to share this with all of you. Thanks again.
You know, I've been going to these things for a long time, and I observe trends. And one of the trends is that the guy who wins the Pro Artist Award tends to win it 7 or 8 years in a row once he starts. And therefore, to save a lot of trouble on future ballots, I have here the 1978, 79, 80. Yeah. His hand wasn't shaking. You think that's the difference between the best fan artist and the best pro artist? Huh? All right, best short story. A Crowd of Shadows by Charles L. Grant. Custom Fitting by James White. I See You by Damon Knight. Tricentennial by Joe Haldeman. And no award. Let's see. Tricentennial. Hmm.
normally the person who wins the short story doesn't say anything and just walks off to save the nerves of all the other writers who are waiting for the other categories, but I've taken a lesson from Robert, and I'd like to prolong the agony as long as possible. This may have made history. I think this may be the first short story award that was written around a cover. It was not my idea. Ben Bova called me up and said, I got this great cover by Rick Sternbach. Really? And he described it to me over the phone. I wrote the story, and then 2 months later, I got a picture of the cover, and it was different. And I rewrote the story, but something worked right, so thank you very much.
Novelette. The Bicentennial Man by Isaac Asimov. You know, it's spelled right here. I understand Asimov won a nebula for this story last spring, and the nebula said Isaac Asimov on it or something like that. Isaac Asimov. The Diary of the Rose by Ursula Le Guin, which is not spelled right here on my list. Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance by John Varley. The Phantom of Kansas by John Varley. And No Award by John Varley. What are you saying out there? House lights down? I'm not running the house lights. Okay, house lights off. Oh, what a feeling of power that is. Who has those light swords out there? Yeah, yeah. Terrific. Okay, Darth, you're on. The winner. Bicentennial Man, Isaac Asimov. Isaac, of course, does not travel beyond an 8-inch radius of Manhattan Island. So Ben Bova will accept for Isaac.
You're doing nice work.
Well, thank you, sir.
Isaac asked me to check the spelling. You got it right. Very good. Thank you. Isaac had a very mild heart attack, you know, a couple of months ago. He is alive and well and losing weight in New York City. He asked me to tell you that should he win the Hugo, he is enormously appreciative, as only Isaac can be. Apparently tonight I've got to pinch each and every female in the room. And several of the fellas. On Isaac's behalf, and this is a real pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Asimov used to complain that he never won these things. All right, novella. Novella, that's kind of a stretched out novelette. By Any Other Name by Spider Robinson. Houston, Houston, Do You Read by James Tiptree Jr. Piper at the Gates of Dawn by Richard Cooper. Samurai and the Willows by Michael Bishop. No award. And we got a tie, a gain. By Any Other Name by Spider Robinson. And I guess that should be accepted since Robinson is off there in Nova Scotia eating lox. accepted by the man who published the story, Ben Bova. Come on back, Benjamin.
Spider asked me to check the spelling. This is a little silly, but thank you very much. Spider's a writer who's very close to my heart. From the time I first met him when he was guarding a sewer in Long Island, and I know he'll be incredibly appreciative. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And the other half of this parley is Houston, Houston, Do You Read? By James Tiptree, Jr. Who is not, of course, James Tiptree, Jr., but Mrs. Allie Sheldon of Washington, D.C., as we now all know to our surprise and delight. She is not here tonight, or if she is, she's been very quiet about it. And it will be accepted by Dave Hartwell of Berkeley Books, the company that will be publishing the very first James Tiptree Jr. novel a little later this year. Hartwell, far away, making his way slowly and painfully toward the dais. What can we do while we wait for Hartwell to get in here from Opa-locka?
Okay, on behalf of Allie Sheldon, I thank you very much.
Short speech for such a long walk. You want to come back and do a little more? No, go, sit down, sit down. Best professional editor. Hugo Gernsback. Jim Bain. Ben Bova. Terry Carr. Ed Furman. Ted White. No award. The winner, Ben Bova. Accepting for Ben Bova will be Hugo Gernsback. A little faster, Hugo. Getting very pointy down at that table.
I don't give a damn how you spelled it. Thank you very much. What can I say after last year except thank you?
Best typeface. Yeah, that's an old one. Best novel. Children of Dune by Frank Herbert. Man Plus by Frederick Pohl. Mindbridge by Joe Haldeman. Shadrach in the Furnace by Robert Silverberg, and Where Late the Sweet Birds Sang by Kate Wilhelm. A five-way tie? The winner is Where Late the Sweet Birds Sang. Kate Wilhelm being off in Oregon or maybe Seattle or one of those places, the trophy will be accepted by Adele Hull of Pocketbooks, the happy people who will be publishing this book in paper very shortly.
Oh, on behalf of Kate Wilhelm, I know she just thanks you so much for this. This is going to mean so much to her. And thank you all so much. This is incredible. This is so great. Thank you.
You think these people could show a little enthusiasm when they come up for a trophy. All right, I have here on my table a big heap of paper. Somewhere in this is that tout sheet. Let's see how well. Best novel. Where Late the Sweet Birds Sang, 2-3. Made it. Best dramatic presentation. No award. 2-3. Best novella. Here things fall apart a little bit. It's even money on Tiptree. Spider Robinson was a 9-1 shot. Still, though, he's got three winners out of three with one little footnote. Best pro artist. Sternbach, 2-3. Yeah, that's four. Who is this guy? Rich dude. You know, we didn't need to bother to count a lot of votes. Best novelette, Bicentennial Man, 1-2. No money in that. All right, he's got every category. Best short story. Ah, he blew it, Joe. He blew it. You were only 3-2, but you got the trophy in your hand, right? Okay, that's only one miss there. He thought one of the other guys would win. Best editor, Gernsback, Ben Bova, 2-3. This is amazing. Campbell Award, C.J. Cherry was the favorite over New Award and all those other guys, 5-3. Gandalf, even money on Le Guin. Fanzine's a little murky. Now, he didn't quite make that one. It was close. Fan artist. Oh, you should have put your money on Folio. 20-1 shot, Phil. Fan writer, he's got the order pretty close, but he doesn't quite have the point spread. Dick Geiss is the favorite at 1-2. Susan Wood, with whom he tied, was 7-1. But it worked out a little closer than that. That's pretty damn good, though. And I would like to see next year's tout sheet about 15 minutes after the banquet. 15 minutes after the banquet will be 15 minutes from now, because we are done. Our revels now are ended. I wish you happy partying and a long night of fun. Thank you.